Stephen Mayne. Hello.
Hello, Lindy. How are you?
I'm good. I can't believe that you're here. It's meant to be a cricket day. You were just driving past.
Listening to Tendulkar carve him up earlier this afternoon, and then realised he was carving him up so well, I might have to do some work.
Yes, you might.
Just
and
like you.
Interesting. That's right. People often ask me, what do I do on a cricket day? And there are some cricket days where it's full on and extra training and doing research for something and going and visiting somebody that I want to talk to later in the week. But today, I have to say, was not one of those days.
Research in the art gallery.
Yeah,
I heard you
exactly. It was a bit dodgy of me, really, to reveal that. But it's still, I mean, eventually I'll probably do a story about the NGV and I'll say I've been there.
Well, it's good it's happening because there's a lot happening in business
there
to talk about.
There is such
today.
A lot of happening in business, and particularly with ABC Learning Centres, which used to be this sort of, people used to bow before it in many ways because it was romping so well on the markets.
Well, it still is the world's biggest childcare company. It still is Australia's most subsidised company, getting $1 million a week out of the federal government. But its share price has crashed 43% today. And at one point was down 70%. So it reached a low of $1.15. It finished at $2.14. To put that in perspective, the Singapore government injected $403 million at $7.30 last June to become the largest shareholder. So what's happened here is that they've yesterday announced a disappointing profit. They only made $50 million in the last half, and they made $93 million in the previous corresponding period. So the market was disappointed about the profit. But then you have this whole rumours going around about company debts and banking covenants, and basically the market took off with rumours. These hedge funds have all been shorting ABC Learning, and crunch, gone, just crashed. And the board's put out a statement this afternoon saying that, talking about their banking covenants, but saying that a number of directors have margin loans on their shares, which, you know, and basically saying these could, a whole bunch of forced sales by overgeared directors could happen as well. And then also revealing that there's a banking covenant in there which says if their shareholders' funds fall below $2 billion, then the banks can just call all their money in. And this is a similar issue to what we saw with Orco Finance Group yesterday, where there's been quite a scandal breakout where they had a banking covenant which said if your market value falls below $2 billion, we can require repayment.
Why would you sign that? What's the incentive to sign something that...
Well, the banks just have it as a little bit of extra...
Yeah, I can understand the bank's perspective, but why would a company, just so they can get the money?
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, they think it'll never going to happen. Sweep it under the carpet.
But the subtle difference here is that in the case of Orco Finance Group, market capitalisation is measured by the share price. So you can actually measure that. In ABC Learning's case, shareholder funds is what the accountants claim to be the value of the company. So after today's share price collapse at ABC Learning, the market is saying it's worth just under $1 billion, but the company's accounts are saying they're worth well in excess of $2 billion. So what's the problem? But when they go to look at the next set of accounts, if the directors and the auditor say, well, our American business is struggling, we need a few more tens of thousands of kids to come to our centres around the world, our shareholders' funds are actually less than $2 billion, bang, they got to suddenly repay their money and that's it. So it is just an incredible environment. I mean, who would have thought that ABC Learning shares could go from the Singapore government investing all that money 9 months ago to be 80% down on that price in such a short time?
In a really short space of time. I just want to quickly point out, in case people don't listen to you very often, quite frankly, why don't you? ABC Learning Centres have nothing to do with the ABC.
That's right. There is one ABC in Rude Health, Rude Financial Health, and that is Auntie, which you're listening to at the moment.
Yes.
But ABC Learning, the childcare behemoth, started by the Brisbane entrepreneur Eddie Groves, who owns the Brisbane Bullets basketball team and who will be disappearing off the BRW rich list this year, who I think actually today might well have suffered one of those margin calls that was talked about, because he's been buying stock at much higher levels. So I think the business will go on, but I don't think it will survive with the current board in place, because they've all been vanquished by this share price rout, forced to sell their shares, shot credibility, not producing the profits they promised. But who knows how to run the world's biggest childcare company?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's the problem. Normally with banks or resource companies, you can find people to replace it. But this, it's just a weird sort of...
Wasn't it weird that it went off in the first place in such a way, to me? There was so much money to be made in childcare. I mean, I can see that it can be, but at a much smaller level, at more of a local level?
Well, that's the whole thing. Childcare, you would think, is something that naturally lends itself to community local yes. community organisations, and government associated with education systems. So childcare facilities attached to government schools and this sort of stuff. But Australia really did pioneer, and the Howard government really did pioneer this idea of giving massive incentives to private operators. And people like Andrew Peacock and Michael Kroger made fortunes out of getting in early on this government-subsidised childcare thing during the Howard years. And the giant that emerged was ABC Learning, and they then said, well, we've conquered Australia, we'll put Larry Anthony on our board. Larry Anthony was the children's minister who was overseeing massive subsidies paid out to the company, and we'll go and replicate this around the world. So we'll become the biggest players in the UK and in the US. And at the end of the day, Eddie Groves was a bloke who I think made his money originally doing milk runs in Brisbane, and his wife, Leneve Groves, did have a background in education. But he was a sort of a boot-wearing entrepreneur. He wasn't someone who'd come up through the childcare industry. He was just a Queensland entrepreneur who got lucky on government subsidies, thought he could roll out his business model, did the old trick of borrowed too much, paid too much for, US centres. Now he's stuffed. And, maybe the Singapore government can take it over 100% and look after 40,000 Australian kids a week.
I mean, how appropriate would that be? Rod Ancient's been on your radar today as well.
Well, the other interesting story, I think, is the collapse of Allco Finance Group. And where this one is so sexy is that the board of Allco Finance Group, I mean, Allco Finance Group is, it's a big property company. They own lots of aeroplanes and rail and this sort of stuff and ships. And they've basically run aground. And and they've got, $12, $13 billion of debt in their various funds in the company itself. But if you look at the board, you've got a fellow called Gordon Fell, who lives in a $30 million waterfront mansion in Sydney and is the chairman of Opera Australia. You've got another guy called David Coe, who lives in a $50 million Vaucluse waterfront mansion and is the chairman of the Museum of Contemporary Art in Sydney, one of the big Sydney trophy institutions to be on. Independent directors include Bob Mansfield, mm-hmm. John Howard's great mate, former chairman of Telstra, and Sir Rod Eddington, who is one of the doyens of Australian business, who just today has been appointed by the Rudd government as chairman of Infrastructure Australia, and he chairs Kevin Rudd's business advisory group. Now, frankly, I think that with the scandal that has happened at Allco, with a whole bunch of disclosures not being made, I think that the Rudd government should be setting the corporate plod onto ASIC in terms of things that weren't disclosed quickly enough. Instead, they've said to one of their luminary directors, come and chair Infrastructure Australia.
Yes.
And so Rod is already the busiest man in Australia.
Very busy.
I mean, think about Rod's current CV. He's also on the board of Rio Tinto, which is fighting off the world's biggest, Australia's biggest ever takeover battle with BHP. He's also the lead independent director of News Corporation. So for all those people who say, there's $50 billion of non-Murdoch money in News Corp, who's looking after us? Well, Sir Rod's the man. He's the chief guy who's looking after the independent directors at News Corp. And he's also chairman of Melbourne Major Events, so he's landing big events for us here in Melbourne. He's also doing the BRACS government's review on whether they link up the Eastern Freeway with the Tullah. So he's doing a massive review into a $10 billion infrastructure project in Melbourne. He's got this massive crisis at Allco, which is damaging his reputation substantially. And he said today, well, Allco's imploding. There goes the rep, I guess. But, I'll do another gig. I'll chair Infrastructure Australia as well. So there you go.
Well, when you get that sort of invitation, how do you say no? Particularly on such a day?
He's also chairman of JP Morgan Australia,
well,
which has got a $2 billion loan exposure to Centro. So he's a busy, busy man.
He is busy, as are you, and yet you've made time to come in today, and I'm very, very grateful for that. Stephen, would you like to, you can't win this, but if you weren't part of this show, would you like to go to lunch with me?
Oh, I'd love to.
See, to the longest lunch.
Oh, couldn't think of anything better. I'd love to.
See, that's good. It's on Friday. Thank you, Stephen.
Thanks, Wendy.
See you very soon. Thank you, Rochelle, and thank you for your company this afternoon. See you tomorrow.